Let's talk. Let's talk. It's 7:17 a.m. Nigerian time. Today is the 16th day of March 2022. The stories that are getting attention this very morning: energy crisis, OPS, NLC, reps, others won. You'd also find drama as reps move to conduct status inquiry on NRC and Ibadan Lagos train fuel saga. With worsening power supply, rising power price of diesel, OPS foresees tough economic environment conditions. Well, there are other stories as well. UK suspends students' work family visa for Nigerians. Now fighter jets attacks Katsina bandits. Okay, now fighter jets attack Katsina bandits, leaders' marriage feast, and kill many bandits. Buni's camp bounces back as activities for convention begin. That's with regards to the APC. Aviation fuel selling at 670 naira per liter as marketers, operators fail to agree. That is also in the news for today. Now, if you're also following through, you find of interest, Uzodinma pledges accountability in deployment of state resources. Only 4 doctors available to every 10,000 Nigerians. Maintain status quo in Ebonyi State, Oruwa tells Ebonyi State government. These and many more are part of the top discussions as we have them this very hour. Stay with me, right here on Nigeria Info.
A great talk show unravels your thinking, makes you stop to listen, engages you in a debate of opinions.
I believe this man knows what he is doing. He is a Nigerian.
And ultimately brings you to the king of talk radio, Femi D. Live.
We've got room for your calls this very morning as we go on the show. You can call in to contribute mindfully, respectfully, truthfully, objectively, in all the elements that makes good discourse on radio. We welcome it on 0700-951-0000. Okay? You can take that call number again. That's on 0700-951-0000. On WhatsApp, it's 080-999-30137. Okay, on Twitter, Nigeria, it would be great to take your messages on via that as well, and also on the WhatsApp portal. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
This is Comrade Sam from SPCA.
All right, Comrade Sam, let's talk.
Yeah, for some time, SPCA are taking Nigeria from top to bottom. It's an understatement, because where APC have dropped this country is quite unfortunate. No light, no water, no road, nothing, no, nothing now is existing. There's no super education. I don't know where we're heading to. Please, somebody should help Nigeria out of this mess. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Comrade Sam. Nikita's contribution on there. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. Okay, that is quite a stable. Okay, moving on. Good morning, welcome. Neither did that stay. So I'll just take the calls on WhatsApp and just to try to make do of that. Hoping the next set of calls are able to... Oh, no, that doesn't sound right. Good morning to you.
Neither does this. Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
This is Asala from South. Let me start from the governor of Benue State that PDP has just... But it wants to make a comment. First, look yourself. Wants to keep a chest with that.
Oh, no, that's not staying true. Okay, Salah, sorry, I had to take your call out. A good number of what you were saying was missing due to the network instability. Okay, what a time. Okay, good morning to you. Let's take a WhatsApp call, okay? Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good to talk to you. How are you today?
Yes, I'm good. My name is Julius.
All right, Julius. Yes, share with us.
I'm actually calling from a queue at Area 1. I mean, there's a 1.
Oh,
NNPC.
NNPC queue. Oh, dear.
You need to see the queue. That's the country we have found ourselves. It's rather unfortunate, again, that everything in Nigeria, you have to go through a terrible time and difficult moments, you know. No light, no water, like previous callers have said. Truly, that is the situation where I am. No light, no water, no fuel. Everything is difficult. It's rather hard. And I want to pray that Nigeria will be great again by the grace of God. All that we need to do is to ensure that we do not bring these old leaders again. For instance, Atiku is begging. Atiku has been betraying PDP all along. Atiku never supported any other PDP leaders. The moment he lost primaries, he will just decamp. He will cross carpet. Now he's begging again. So let Atiku be messed up. Let them not give him opportunity this time around.
When you say, okay, just to get this right, I don't think he has joined any other political party apart from the PDP.
No, not at this moment, I know.
Because he said cross carpet.
The moment he lost the primaries, he won't support the other candidate. He will cross carpet. Now he's now begging.
No, so usually when people say cross carpet, it means somebody has moved from one political party to another.
To the other party. So okay. This time around, he hasn't done that, but he's begging. So We are praying that they should not give him the ticket. He's old enough. Let him go and arrest and advise people, like Tinubu and the rest of them.
All right. God bless. Thank you so much for your contribution. Many people are still out there on the queues for today. Yesterday, Big Man and I were talking, and they said, okay, just like we had COVID, wave one, wave two, should we call this the few queues, wave four? We've lost count. It's the third time that the few scarcity is at its prime. No, it's the fourth time. We're arguing about, is it the third wave or the fourth wave of the few queues? You'll be surprised. Two of us, the things we argue about can be really funny and silly sometimes. Okay, well, 2.6 trillion naira unremitted funds. Revs begin probe of 77 oil firms is also in the news for today. Now, I'm reading more through other stories. Virgil from Aso Drive says, good morning, Femi. Nigeria is a good landlord, but with so many horrible caretakers in between. Asala from South South says, APC promises to give 14 of its members automatic ticket in Edo State. It is now that their eyes will open if they learn, because they have betrayed the person that brought them to brought light to them. That is why I like Governor Wike, because he always speaks the truth. I was very happy when he apologized to Oshomole. I like it because PDP have seen what Oshomole have been saying. Obaseki is at his best for those states, he goes on to say. And about PDP crisis, they can stop article and all this. About the Governor Autumn comment, we want to know what you did for your state before you make any comment. You go on to say, you cannot move your state and you are making unnecessary noise. Some bandits were killed in Katsina State. Kudos to Nigeria, haven't woken up. All right, stay with me right here, Nigeria. If after the break, I'll take more calls. Bye. There's drama on that one. The price of this is somewhere between 720 and 750. It's oscillating somewhere around that. The aviation fuel, 650 all the way to about 700. It keeps pushing. We are looking at buying the aviation fuel at 500 naira at the end of the day, but it's not going that way. Kerosene, that one has senior bros. What else now? Gas. Thou shall not leave the gas open. Thou shall not leave it open. Not at all. In fact, if you have to boil water, rethink about boiling water. This is not the time to put water on fire for Semo and leave it. Say, let it just boil. Let me quickly take some. No, the water cannot just boil like that. Gas, don't even go near it. Charcoal, the bag of charcoal, oh Lord. You will think it's like some people have said in the past, that it's a common man's means of cooking. My brother, my sister, respectfully align well. Join us in the charcoal business. Those of us inside already, anyway. If you have to use charcoal to cook, it's not so good for the environment, but it's the reality we are facing. And some people are just waiting for firewood. I will tell you this. People who use charcoal, one of the things they're doing right now is, as in essence, to cook breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if they can afford breakfast, lunch, and dinner, so all at once. It means once you finally lit the coal, you boil the rice, you boil the beans, you make the semo, you make every other thing you think the charcoal will need to make before it burns out. There's no time to say, I will make it in the afternoon. No, if you have to warm the food, you can use the gas to warm the food. If you have to warm the food, you can use the sawdust mixed with kerosene to warm the food. It is that bad. The energy crisis, don't even go near electric, anything electric. In fact, if you're going to use any electric device to cook anything right now, it's very likely that you have electricity supply. But last I checked, the restoration of electricity distribution across the country is just going on. Problem really finished. All right, well, let's get back into the politics. But I think we should talk about the energy crisis we're experiencing in the country mainly. And that's a subject in the current affairs segment when we go on to it in the 8 o'clock hour.
The Current Affairs Show provides a new scope to the details of politics.
Actually participated in the governorship election.
To roll out the vaccination in 4 days.
Let's stay away from the sides of the story and go deeper together. Let's talk weekdays at 8 a.m.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info Abuja. Let's talk.
The Current Affairs Show.
Okay, that's the plan. So let's keep up with that conversation in the 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, the People's Democratic Party, one of the leading figures now, Alhaji Atiku Abubakar, was in attendance at a meeting that had quite a number of the PDP chieftains, supporters, governors, and the likes of them all present in one room, including Governor Yusuf Nweke and Governor Obaseki. Those two are not having a pleasant time right now discussing the affairs of the party as regards to Edo State. But Atiku Abubakar was on ground and he talked about why the PDP should consider him as the presidential candidate of choice. Take a listen to some of his assertion and plea.
Join me in building bridges across this country. So that every part of this country will have a sense of belonging. Leaders, elders, wise men of this our great party. I now wish to call on you to please give me another opportunity to advance all these ideals of our party, very beautiful ideals, so that we can further consolidate democracy, unity, and development of our country. I cannot thank you enough for coming and for staying in this warm room. I wouldn't want to say it's hot, because it's not as hot as Jigawa, or not as hot as Yola.
This is Morning Crossfire.
So there you go. That's a little bit of what he said. Give me another chance. It says, is he the candidate of chance that they should consider? That's something we have to wait around and see what the PDP decides on. Well, as they all go on and on. Now, in Kebbi State, the state of the banditry, it's what it's called, a state of a state now. The state of banditry in that state is getting worrisome. In fact, the House of Assembly says they would support all measures to curb attacks and providing perspective to how bad things are and how things need to be corrected. What's the governor of Kebbi State? Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
On behalf of the state, to commend Mr. President and security agencies, as well as vigilantes and other groups that are supporting in one way or the other security and peaceful coexistence in Kebbi State. Furthermore, to appreciate our communities, to appreciate our traditional and religious leaders, youth groups, and other groups that have been in the forefront of mobilizing and supporting peace and peaceful coexistence. I want to assure all our people that the State Assembly has once again restated its support for the state government to take whatever measure, including spending money, to ensure that we support our communities, we support security agencies to quickly restore peace everywhere in the state.
This is Morning Crossfire.
All right, that makes up a good part of the conversation around that one. Now, the other state governor also had a good time just listening and speaking to the Air Force chieftains that were there in another state. Now, they had a conversation on national security and, well, what they can do about insurgents and, you know, people who are committing crime within those states and its environs. Well, a little bit of that conversation between the Air Force representative who was there alongside with the governor sounded pretty much like this.
This is Morning Crossfire.
We are aware of the closeness of Edo State to the home base of IPOD and ECN and how they have used to attack some banks also in Edo State. We are working on the clock with the Chief of Defense Staff and other service chief and other security agencies to ensure that security challenges in this country is becomes a thing of the past as soon as possible. The President and Commander-in-Chief has given us the wherewithal and all the necessary things to ensure that we perform our job to the best of our ability. And we cannot thank him enough for what he has given us. But one thing we should also be aware of, that once the resources is given, procurement of this equipment takes time. It's not, it can buy military address of the ship. And also, that is why some of this delay. But then, we are working around the clock to ensure that with what we have, that we ensure that these bandits and criminals are brought to book as quickly as possible.
You know, Edo is a hub, and it's easy to, you know, reach. And some of the incidents we're talking about, banditry and some you know, groups, we believe from our location here, we can stop their movement and disperse out across the country. That's why we'll be pleading, and even before you have a much more extensive operations here, whatever you can do for us in terms of air surveillance, air support, we will really be appreciated. Because as we speak, one of the biggest challenges we have is our forest areas of governed spaces. And what we're beginning to see is from the waterways, people are coming in, going into the forests, logging illegally, going out, arming themselves, and coming to set up bases in our forests. We have worked with the Army on some operations to try and curtail movement and activities of armed heads, armed men who disguise as headsmen in some of the locations and states.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Well, there you go. Pretty much of the conversation between the Air Force Air Marshal there, you know, making things known as regards how things have really turned out in the last few weeks. But it looks like that's guaranteed. But the Chief of Air Staff now, Air Marshal Oladayo Amao, making that introductory statement to say, well, even when we buy weapons, it takes time for it to arrive. And by the way, weapons, when you buy weapons, it's not like you're buying off the shelf. You know, when you buy other products like you would on a paid platform in that regard. Okay, that's on one part. Now, Governor Yesabuke is not backing down. Oh, I beg to say, Autumn now, Governor of Benue State is not backing down. Regards to the point he made on the president's need to resign, and he feels the federal government is leaving out Benue to its own fate and what there is to do. He was speaking about this. Take a listen.
This is Morning Crossfire.
And in Benue State, they renewed attacks. Like I keep saying, the federal government is complicit because they are part of it. They have defended the Fulani herdsmen for attacking our people and killing, maiming, raping, and destroying the ancestral land of our people because of the agenda they have to take over our land. It is very clear to even the blind men, they can feel what the federal government is doing, because if federal government wants to stop this carnage, the evil that is going on against our people, that would have been done long ago. They have the capacity. I don't have the security apparatus to stop these people, but they do have, but they have refused to do it. And they defend these people, carrying AK-47, coming from Niger, from Mali, from Senegal, from Cameroon, from Mauritania, from Libya, to attack and kill our people.
This is Morning Crossfire.
There you go. The Benue State Governor Samuel Otuoma making it clear that pretty much the federal government is complicit when it comes to the affairs of the safeguard in Benue State, as with other states, and with all the foreigners he named, from foreign countries rather, coming in, he feels there's more that can be done. But then, if so much, everybody's saying they're foreigners, I strongly believe, so wait, don't wait a minute, I just talked about it again. Who exactly are we repenting, or who exactly is on the verge of being... Okay, let me recompose my question. If the people that are coming in, as stipulated by the governors and in the past by the president, are foreigners, who exactly are we getting on the roadwork of repenting? I mean, when you say repentant Boko Haram, repentant terrorists, repentant armed X-Men, who exactly is repenting? Are they Nigerians converted? Are they foreigners repented and reintegrated into the society? I'm just trying, this is it. Sincerely, this is the question that baffles me now. So who exactly is being reintegrated? Who is repenting enough to be reintegrated into the society as we have it now? That's something just to wonder about over and over again, and just, you know, try to understand where this all goes in. All right, I've got a few more minutes, about 10 minutes to take your calls and combine that with messages. Well, that's a little bit of what's going on in the country in terms of the lead, some of the newsmakers and what they're saying. Let's take your calls even now.
This is Morning Crossfire.
0700-951-0000. That's the telephone number. 0700-951-0000. I will also make use of the WhatsApp portal to combine with the calls and messages on 080-999-30137. On Twitter, it's at Nigerian. If you're on Instagram, it's at Nigerian FM Abuja. Facebook.com/Nigerian Abuja would also satisfy on Facebook. Okay, now, moving on. Let's take the calls. Good morning to you. Neither did that stay true. And this other guy, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good to have you on the show.
This is Hamid from Gogolada.
Okay, Hamid, welcome.
You see, Otto, I don't know the kind of person, the kind of governor he is. You have not done anything for your people. The only thing you can do for this is to castigate everyone. We know that is the only thing his people like.
Okay, so Ahmed, speak cautiously. If you want to analyze this story, fine, but don't go after his people. We're not doing those attacks. Nigerian Info doesn't allow that. If you want to talk about the politics around it, fine, but don't go after people's tribe, okay? In the name of making your point, speak respectfully. Good.
You see, the Ghana boys are there. He has never accused Ghana boys every time fly. And there are Ghana boys there. Why is he talking like this? He has not commissioned any project in Benue State. This government has done a lot for them. Look at local bridges there. Gada Udu Road there. And the other ones there. Makodi Township Road. A lot of projects have been carried by this government. Let him tell us what he has done for his people. He's just making noise. And for the first company, let me tell you for me, see. We Nigerians, we the people of this world, we must change our behavior towards God. The suffering we are having or we are getting now is because of our sins. Because the Quran says, "Ma asabaku min musibatin fa bima kasabta aydikum." Even in Bible say, are you getting me?
I'm listening to you.
Even in Bible say, sin causes ashes, including hunger and poverty. Let us go back to God. Mm. If not, more things are coming. Thank you very much.
All right, interesting. Interesting you do say that. So it makes me presume that your line of thinking is that Nigerians, some Nigerians, I won't say all, but at least you're insinuating, some Nigerians are seen as, and that's where we are. Fascinating perspective. Entertain me. I'm listening. Good morning to you.
Thank you, Kennedy. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank you. I'm Ambassador Amani. You can see what Pastor has been saying. I'm telling you, Femidi, it's only a deaf man, a blind man, and ungrateful man. People that don't want to see the betterment of Nigeria. But if you want to see the betterment of Nigeria, I am telling you, I am concur with Samuel Okton. What is happening? I'm telling you, the bandit has turned us yeye. They have turned our state into yeye. If federal government has no hands in the banditry, I am telling you, Kennedy, 24 hours they will deal with the bandit.
Mm.
But the whole complete day, Kennedy, I am telling you, we are suffering. 24 hours, these people will come and stay. No single security personnel that will come. See, I want to ask the Nigerian military, what is actually happening? The Nigerian military, what is happening with you people? Until they kill soldiers, they kill police, they kill all security personnel before you, I don't know.
Right.
What is happening with you people?
Okay, let's leave it at that with you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's the very living lamentations that are going on in Niger State is documented by their friend there. But if you're wondering if that's, I mean, there was a story, as we already know it as well, bandits, terrorists did surround Sako police station, killing the DPO in Niger State, okay? Here's how the story plays out. The DPO, one Umar Mohamed Digari, was killed on Tuesday alongside two other policemen. Dakin Gari, a chief superintendent of police, was the DPO of Zako Division of the State Police Command before his death. A security source told PR Nigeria that the bandit terrorists were on revenge mission after recent attacks on their hideouts and recovery of rusted cows as well. And as you already know, there was enough fighter jets that the Nigerian Air Force did shell out missiles at a wedding feast organized by one of the Katsina top bandit leaders. And yes, that led to the death of a notorious bandit leader who is also a brother to Lalibi Dishimi, also a killer bandit. I wonder if they have names. Why it's so difficult to actually track them down? Okay, let's summarize with this last call. Good morning to you. Hello, good morning. Okay, that's not staying true. All right, good morning to you. Good morning.
Hello, family. Good morning.
Yes, let's talk very quickly.
I want to concur.
Oh, I would like to start with your name, if it's okay by you. Let's start with your name.
My name is Emmanuel Ochadefu, the Freedom Gorilla.
Okay, good.
I want to confirm with my Governor Samuel Okton. Okton may have other shortcomings, just like every other governor in Nigeria. Okton may have not built bridges. Okton may have not built infrastructures. But all that he has been saying about insecurity in Benue State against the federal government seem to be
this
true.
Is an announcement.
Hello?
Yes, I'm with you. Just hold on for a moment.
Failed countless times to gain admission in Australia. Keep calm and stop looking elsewhere. With our proven success rate, you have the opportunity to unlock an unlimited future. Start an application to Queensland University of Technology Australia, University of Real World in the heart of Brisbane. The practical courses prepare you to become valuable, adaptable, and unstoppable. For further information, please contact our authorized agent, Mel Educational Services Limited, on 0908-631-4147 or 0908-1000-777 or email info@meleducational.com or visit www.meleducational.com.
That's a place where you can get it all trending.
People are dropping on their vehicle and running, leaving their vehicle.
A place where you can air your views.
I want to report a destruction.
Only on your number one station for talk.
This is not the way. We cannot continue like this.
95.1 Nigeria Info, Abuja. Let's talk.
All right, I apologize for that mix-up, but it's time to talk to our friends from PayLater. They're here with us in the city. Stay with us.
This is a sponsored program.
A very good morning to you, our dear friends from PayLater. I do hope I can pay later. I like the word pay. It means money is involved. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Well, let's get to meet you so that we know who we're talking to.
Okay, so my name is Ada.
Yes, Ada. Okay. Ada from PayLater. What does PayLater Hub do?
Okay, so PayLater Hub is first and foremost buy now PayLater company. You can get your food items on credit from us, your non-perishables like semol, rice, vegetable oil, golden one. You know, you buy and you're paying up to 3 monthly installments. We do school fees loans for rent. We also give out loans to POS agents, and we have a checkout solution where you buy stuff and we pay on your behalf and you pay us back in installments.
Oh, okay, so that's one way to keep feeding for the next 3 months until there's more money coming along. So PayLater is some sort of an exchange of that specializes maybe food loans and the likes of that for people who want to continue to be sustained. Okay, can you throw more light on the school fees? The school fees loans, it's a very important loan.
Okay, so it's our desire at PayLater Hub to see that every basic need is met, and that includes education. There are parents who are actually earning a salary, they have a consistent source of income, but because of some exigencies, some emergencies, they will have to delay or defer school fees payment. So to ensure that these children never miss a day of school, we can make these school fees payments to the schools on behalf of the parents in favor of their children while they pay us back in up to 3 monthly installments.
Okay, that's great. So who is eligible to apply?
Okay, so basically anyone who has a verifiable and consistent source of income can apply for the loan.
Okay, anybody with a good source of income. How do you treat defaulters? Do you name and shame from when they miss payment or two?
Okay, so no, we do not name and shame. Before we actually give out these loans, we carry out checks to ensure that...
Yes, go on.
We carry out checks to ensure that we are giving these loans to credible people who have the capacity to repay. So no, we do not name and shame. And if for any reason we discover that trying to play tricks and not pay back, we will go through the legal route.
Through the legal route. How do you apply, or how does anybody apply for this?
Okay, so you can download our app on the App Store. You can also send hello to 01-888-6677. You get an automated response of how to apply.
Okay, do you want to take that number again? Let's have your phone number.
01-888-6677.
Repete for those of us who missed out.
Repete.